Alaska's Board of Fisheries considers possible changes to each of the state's fisheries every 3 years. But later this month, the board will consider changing that process. So some proposals get added to a consent agenda, hopefully shortening the length of each meeting. KDLG's Molly Dishner has more.
As nearly every facet of state government grapples with budget cuts, the Board of Fisheries is looking at moving a little more quickly through some of the proposed fishery regulation changes each year. The board's executive director, Glenn Haight, says the possible change wouldn't affect how proposals are submitted, just how some are vetted.
If there's some technical proposals that may not be terribly controversial or impactful, but make sense, a lot of times at board meetings you see these things go through with very little public comment, no objection. And so it's those kinds of proposals that the board will take a quick look at in advance and see if there's a way to expedite the review of those. There's some discussion about looking at some that might be more suitable for delegations to the department.
Right now, nearly every regulation change goes through the same process. They're submitted by the public and the Department of Fish and Game in the spring and added to the proposal book published by fall. Each change is then considered separately, with a time for discussion and public comment at the appropriate meeting. This would speed things up a little, so some groups of proposals could get approved in one fell swoop. The Department of Fish and Game would make some recommendations on what proposals to put on that consent agenda, and then a Board of Fish committee would decide exactly what was on it.
Those would be identified in advance of a meeting, and so people could respond if they disagreed with the potential for those being on a consent agenda. Once we got into a regulatory meeting, those proposals would be identified. You would want to go past public testimony so people could voice concern about a particular proposal listed on that consent agenda, and if the board members felt the need to pull any one of those proposals off that consent agenda, they could do it, and then it would run through the typical deliberations, and any board member could pull any proposal off that.
Haight says the consent agenda idea is modeled after what some local governments already do. The sorts of proposals he envisions on the consent agenda?
Of course, none of the weighty issues would be a consent agenda. You know, all the things dealing with registration and Port Hyden, for instance, none of that would be even considered for something like this, I couldn't imagine. One of the things that we've seen a lot in recent history is the department's been trying to update its navigational markers and it's using GPS more. That's a really common one you see. Another type I've seen, not as common, but sometimes the department will want to put into regulation a management practice they've been doing that's been typical and been doing it for years. It's just not in regulation.
The 7-member board will meet via teleconference May 24th to discuss that plan. The agenda also includes a discussion of where to hold the 2018 Southeast Alaska Finfish and Shellfish meeting and an update on next year's budget. Public comment on those issues will be taken through May 20th, but not at the meeting. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.